This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, very delighted and happy to be with you today. We love to spend this time with you. You know that. I tell you that every morning at the top of the program because it is oh so true. Always inviting you to join us here as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. We continue to seek the way in which the Holy Spirit would have us live our lives in Jesus Christ in the world today. Yes, because the world needs you and the world needs me. The world needs all of us together to be his sign, his witness, his hope in this world today, to really inculcate in the hearts of all of those who see and hear basically what it is that we say, but also what it is that we do, the very demeanor that we bring by way of our presence, the example and witness that our families make. The world needs to see. The world needs to see that there is another way, that we don't have to be caught up in the milieu of the day and the false ideologies that seek to pull us very far away from the revealed truth of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church. It is up to you and it's up to me to make that sign present, the sign of Christ, God with us, the reality of that by way of our own personal commitment to him and the way in which we live it. So we seek to do that here at Women of Grace. We seek to remind ourselves of that call, to remind ourselves of that mission so that we can be these more than conquerors in Christ Jesus in our own personal lives, but also to be those soldiers for Christ in the world today so that we together with his life, that comes to us by way of the sacraments of the church, can win this battle. And we know the major battle has been won. We know the victory has been won. It was won on Calvary's Hill. But in every day and time, there is a call to join that reality by making it happen in the moment that God's entrusted to us. So I'm not wanting to level any kind of real sense of, oh my gosh, this woman is so serious on you today. But yeah, you know, I guess I kind of am. It's a very serious time in which we live. And we're called to be that presence, that sign of contradiction, as we hear the church say on many occasions. We're being called to be that today. We want to help you to do that. But we do have to edify each other. We do have to build each other up. And so every Friday, what we strive to do is to give glory and praise to God for all of the manifold blessings that he's poured out upon us in the week that's coming to its close. I mean, Friday is the next to the last day of the week, Saturday being the last and Sunday being the beginning of a new week, a new moment in time of the Lord's presence among us. So we try to give glory to God to him on this day. We try to come together to praise him and acknowledge him for all of the things that he's done in our life. And that requires us to be seeking him, to be looking for him showing up in our lives, to realize that, every good thing comes by way of him. And everything that happens, it's a contradiction, he permits to happen because he's going to work it to a greater good, a good that couldn't have been had that not occurred, or to prevent even something worse from happening. And so we can praise him and thank him and glory in him for everything that occurs in our life. And we like to do that on Friday. So I'm encouraging you to give us a call with your praise report. I love it. Your praise report for this week that is coming to a rapid close. 833-288-EWTN is the number for you to use toll free for you here in North America. That's 833-288-EWTN. Do also encourage you to use social media. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you there. Just use the chat feature available at each of those sites and put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or a word of encouragement, and Michael McCall will get out there. He'll retrieve it. He'll get it up on the board. Matthew Gubinski will be taking your calls today. He's eager to hear from you. You know, all he has to do when you don't call is to drum his fingers, on the desktop. We don't want him to be doing that. We want him him to be busy answering your calls and getting you up on the board so I can take them and we can spend this time together. We're talking about evangelization, and here, you know, today is the feast of two great saints, evangelists, apostles, Saints Philip and James. You know, we read those beautiful writings that St. James gives to us in his epistle. And, we come to a deeper understanding and appreciation that through this mystical body of Christ, we continue that chain, that catena of evangelization that began in the early church, that moment in time that began with our Lord himself. But then, you know, after our Lord rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit. We're going to be celebrating Pentecost soon. He sent the Holy Spirit where? Upon his apostles and our Blessed Lady and the other holy women and disciples that were gathered in that upper room. And then what happened? St. Peter, he is filled with the Holy Spirit and he has this holy boldness and he goes out, you know, onto that balcony and he begins to proclaim the good news of Christ. And he's filled with holy zeal, just filled with it, right? And it comes pouring out of his mouth and he speaks truth and he is so convicting. The scripture tells us 3,000 were baptized that day, right? You know, here's the thing of it. You're to have that same impact in the lives of those that God entrusts you, in the lives of those people that cross your path. It's done in various ways, but you're called to continue that marvelous reality of evangelization that is ours. I get fairly giddy about it. I truly do. I love to proclaim the good news of our Lord. I love that the Lord's given me opportunities to do that. I love that he gives me opportunities every day and in you know, ways that reach thousands of souls through television and radio, but also just in those little ways that have me in, you know, our grocery store here, you know, purchasing items for dinner and greeting those cashiers and those helpers that offer to take the bags out to the car for me. I love it in that I can give a smile or a wave to somebody that's walking down the street. You know, we've got walkers in our neighborhood. They walk around and I can greet them and say hello, make a little pleasant comment. I oftentimes miss those opportunities, though, and I know you do, too. So we need to be intentional about it. Every day reminding ourselves, oh, my goodness, God's going to entrust people to me today. He's going to do it in a variety of ways. And I may be the only one who can present Jesus to them through my example, through the way in which I treat them, maybe even in a direct way about speaking to the reality of our Lord. And when we have those opportunities, we have to give glory and praise to God and thank him for it. So maybe this week, God has given you opportunity to evangelize. Let's give glory and praise to him today for that, right? Give us a call and tell us about it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Maybe through the course of this past week, you know, God has like impressed something upon your heart. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you had the opportunity to help somebody who was having difficulty or struggles in their personal life, or even in a very, you know, tactile sense, opening a door for somebody who was disabled or an elderly person, or offering to carry their groceries to the car for them, right? Maybe in these little ways, you were Jesus to someone this week. We want to give glory and praise to God for that. So do give us a call here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Looking forward to hearing from you that way. And looking forward to hearing from you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. If you're outside of North America, we've got a number, country code 1-205-271-2985. We'll float you to the front of the line because we know it's more of an effort for you to give us a call. So we'll take care of you when you do call in. Well, we're going to be right back on the other side of the break. Get your noodle working up there. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. So very happy to be with you today. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I surely am. We have somebody calling in from Northern California today, hoping to get them up on the board real soon. We want you to join this lovely person, Steph from Northern California, who we'll be talking with shortly. So please do give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It is Friday, and on these days, what do? We give glory and praise to God for the beautiful blessings that he's given to us through the course of our week, the ones that he showered out from the heavenlies that have made our week another opportunity to love him, to present him to others, and to praise him and thank him. So we want to hear from you at 833-288-3986. Also, you can leave a message for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We'll look forward to retrieving that, and I will address it on the air today. So please be sure to let us hear from you in either of those two ways. If you're outside of North America, your number's not toll-free, but we invite you to use it, 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Earlier this week, we had somebody calling in from Norway. And, you know, I just love to hear from people from outside of the United States of America, as well as everybody inside and our Canadian friends. So we do encourage you to call. As I say, we're giving glory and praise to God. I'll tell you, I have so many praise reports to give you for this week. It's just been a marvelous week for me in ever so many ways. Of course, I'm still unpacking all of the blessings that I received last week at the Benedicta Institute for Women. Didn't have an opportunity to share that with you last Friday because I was actually in class. So the program that you heard was one that was pre-recorded for you. But that being said, this week I want to give glory and praise to God for everything that happened last week, for the treasure that we experienced through Dr. Donald Wallenfang and through Bishop William Walterscheid. I just can't even put into words and express the gratitude of my heart to God for entrusting these two beautiful men to us through the course of that week, really helping our hearts and our minds to be expanded to the wonders and the mysteries that God has entrusted to us, for those of us that are women, by way of our authentic femininity, but to each and every person by way of his mercy and kindness towards us. So I give glory and praise to him for that. Also for the opportunity to interview two great guys yesterday. I'll tell you, I had Father John Weiss with me. He is author of the book Bible Mary. He takes us into scripture and shows us the scriptural evidence for our Blessed Lady. But he also uncovers and unveils for us a lot of the scholarship that's being done in Protestant circles on our Blessed Mother. And, you know, it's lovely to read it. It really, really is. And he peppers his book with that. And I think that it gives us great hope that for whatever reason, our Blessed Lady has been a hurdle to so many outside of the Catholic faith, you know. Certainly was not the case with the early reformers. You know, Martin Luther King, Calvin, and Zwingli all had devotion, deep devotion, to our Blessed Mother. It's something that happened through the time, I think, really as a stance of opposition to Catholicism, along with, you know, the authority of the Pope and Eucharist. Those are the three big stumbling blocks. But, you know, our Blessed Mother always is bringing her son to people. This is her, you know, this is her determined role in salvation history, both for the years that she spent on earth, but now through her maternal beatitude, as she continues to remain our spiritual mother from the heavenlies. So that being said, you know, I think that once that particular obstacle and hurdle is overcome, that everything else will simply, you know, come naturally. It will flow. It will flow from that. Really will. Because why? Well, she brings Jesus Christ to the world, right? So when, in fact, we have an understanding of who she is, the role that she plays in salvation history, and the fact that our Lord desires for her to be our spiritual mother, we know that because he bequeathed her to us from the cross. When we understand that, then what happens? Well, she brings a fuller reality of her son into our own personal lives, into our prayer life, into our relationship with him. We begin to see, you know, wonders and splendors and mysteries that we, you know, perhaps didn't even perceive before being unlocked for us. That's what she does. That's what she does. So I think the other hurdles will easily be overcome. So I'm very happy for that scholarship, and I was very happy to talk about that yesterday with Father John Weiss. Those two programs were followed up by two programs with Father Levi Hartle. Oh my, we had such fun on the set. We truly did. I enjoyed having Father on the set so much. We're very akin, if you will, in our spirituality. But I have to say that was the case with Father John Wise, too. I mean, you just felt that connection, something he even remarked on. When you meet a brother and a sister in Christ, that is so relatable to your own spiritual life and what God's doing in you by way of it. Why, golly, that's a beautiful moment. With Father Levi, however, we talked about praise. And we talked about why praise is so important and central to our life of prayer. We talked about praising the Lord. We talked about music in praise. And we talked about how praise in and of itself is, you know, so foundational that, you know, Jesus praised the Father, right? Our Lady praised God. Just think of her Magnificat for a moment. He drew beautiful truths out of the Catechism about praise and said that, you know, faith in itself is praising God. So just marvelous things. I hope you'll stay tuned to the television program. It airs at 1 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday, so that you can see what they have to say. You know, I've often said this, the Lord brings me the best guests. He really does. And all of the guests that come to EWTN are absolutely marvelous, that populate the other programs as well. I feel a special gratitude to him for the guests that he brings to us at EWTN and the guests that he brings specifically to me. It's just a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for me to grow in him. So I sit on the set. I do all of my preparation work, of course, ahead of time, reading the books and getting to be familiar with the guests that way, and writing the intro writing the tease and the introduction to the guests. Those are the only two scripted portions of the show. The rest of it just comes through holy conversation. But boy, when I'm sitting on that set talking to the people that he brings, it's like I'm on retreat, you know, or depending upon the topic, like I'm in a classroom learning more. And, I experienced both of that, those two dimensions yesterday. So please do watch. So those are my glory and praise reports for this week. Of course, I was happy to come home to Jack and to Maggie May, my puppy, who is at the groomers right now, by the way. Anyway, all that being said, it's good to go. It's wonderful to come home. EWTN is here for you through our program today. I do want to hear from you. How did God show up in your week? Did he offer opportunities for you to evangelize? Or do you have a question or a comment about anything else? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Matthew Gubensky waiting for you. Also, social media, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. What is there for you? Well, what's there for you is the chat feature. One at each site. Use it. Put your question or comment in there. We'll get it retrieved. Michael McCall will dash out, get it, put it up there. Let you know that our friends in Mobile need to hear from you next week. Archangel Radio will air their spring pledge drive starting on Wednesday. So if you're listening in Mobile, Daphne, Fairhope, or anywhere in that southern Alabama area, remember to support your EWTN Catholic Radio next week. But if you're listening to us through Catholic Radio anywhere at all in the U.S. or beyond, don't forget, your local stations, your local affiliates need your help. They surely do. You participate in this great effort and work of evangelization by way of your donations. So that's another way you evangelize, by, making a little sacrificial offering once in a while to the station that brings you such hope through these airways by being affiliated with EWTN. All right, Steph in Northern California is ready for us, and I am ready for Steph, and I'm ready for you. 833-288-EWTN. Well, good morning to you, Steph. So happy to have you with us.
Good morning. I'm Steph of that chocolate cake message I shared the other day. I'm a second time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is a praise and a sharing, as you mentioned a little bit ago, like in how we show up in the lives of those who cross our path. And it's a shout out to your grandmother. I believe some years ago you had shared that she would say a rosary for all of you grandchildren. And
yes,
that has stuck on my heart. And a lot of little points to come together here, but also like a glory and praise moment. So what I started to do is cursive handwriting. I'm many decades old, so now I'm on my cell phone, everything's tech, and I said, you know what? My cursive handwriting is not very good, but I'm going to work on that, and it dovetails with how we keep our brains active and healthy. And so I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to call upon the spirit of that wonderful grandmother of Jeanette. And what I'm going to do is, instead of like saying the prayers, which I am when I'm writing them, but it's going to be like a gift at Christmas. So I'm going to pick like 5 to 10. I've got plenty of time because it's like May, right?
Yes.
And I got some very nice paper, not like violets and flowers on it, it's just plain. But each sheet, and it's a little bit thicker. It's actually like a watercolor paper, but I like it because it's a little bit thicker.
Yes.
And so I take a prayer and I write it out with my cursive. And so far, I haven't even made a mistake, but maybe it's not that perfect. It's okay, because guess what? In this world, we're not perfect. And I'm going to put them together, and then it's going to be like a Christmas gift, like 5 or 10 per person. I mean, the list. I mean, I just got started, but I have to tell you, I am getting a kick out of this spiritually, and I wanted to share. There's so many points that you have brought together for me, and it came to me the other day. And it actually goes back to your grandmother, this thoughtful practice. But I said, I'm going to do it in the cursive way. And it reminds me of the nuns teaching us, you know, on the blackboard and all these wonderful thoughts. And it's just, it's really become like a personal meditation prayer time as well.
Isn't that something? Well, Steph, I'm so happy that you're going to do that. And I think, you know, I don't know who you're going to give that to. Hopefully you're going to give it to family members. You are a grandmother. Give it to your grandchildren, because it's a tremendous keepsake. We have one of my cousins, you know, he is the oldest cousin in the family. His birthday was just May 1st. And we always looked up to him, Cousin Bill. And Cousin Bill is sort of like, what do I want to say? He's sort of like the archivist of our family. He's the one who remembers everybody's birthday and gets in touch and all those kinds of things. So some years ago, he was going through his mother's things after she had passed away. And he found some letters that my grandmother had written to my parents when she would be visiting some of her children, my aunts, who lived far away, right? And then she would keep in touch with other family members. So Bill sent me some of those letters, and I treasure them. You know, I treasure them, and I'll tell you why. I treasure them because they're in my grandmother's handwriting. And they mean so much to me. And, you know, now I'm going to get tears in my eyes here just thinking about it. You know, Gran meant so much to me, and she meant so much to each of my cousins. And she was just a generous woman in her heart. She opened her home to us every Sunday. We would gather there. That would be when my uncle, who was in the Air Force, when his family, Bill's dad, when they were in town, the number of children would swell to 13. Most of the time it was 11, because Bill and Sherry were in some station somewhere with their parents, you know, some Air Force base. But all of that being said, Graham would open her home up. So now you got to think about this, right? So that would be Graham and Gramps, and it would be 6 adults, and it would be 11 grandchildren. And this home was not that big. This home was probably just, I don't know, maybe 1,300 square feet. But there we would all be. And Graham would prepare dinner along with my Lance and my mom. And it would be just an absolutely, you know, wonderful time. And all of us kids, all of these decades later, when we get together, we talk about Graham's house. It is like, it was sort of like the centrifugal force of our lives as children. And, you know, we treasure those memories, and what you're doing for your family is just wonderful. Your grandchildren and your children will treasure those letters. My one aunt has my granddad's letters that he sent to his family when he was in the First World War. You know, and that's, how meaningful is that? So yes, we can type little emails to them and text messages, and I do that. But you have really sparked something in me. I need to be far more intentional. Well, of course, I do send them their Christmas cards, etc. But I need to be more intentional and just receiving little notes. And just another little personal thing. Yesterday, Jack and I received a little note card from one of our grandchildren, Josephine. And we opened it up. And it took forever to get here, or it just got sent. I'm not sure which way it was. But she was, we were going to South Florida to their home for Easter, and she wrote this, "Dear Grandma and Papa Jack," and she told us how excited she was that we were going to come and we were going to spend Easter to her. I will treasure that little note. So this beautiful way that we can connect through the written word in our own handwriting cannot become a lost art for us. This is so much more personal than the convenience of a text message or an email. So, Steph, you've done a great favor for all of us today. Thank you so much.
Write these prayers out, like, let's say five, okay, like per loved one, you know,
yeah.
Child, grandchild. My children are all grown adults, of course. But, like, let's say if I make five, and then I can get, a hole punch, and then, put a little ribbon or something. Anyway, I haven't decided that part. But, put them in, a little folder. And because there's something about, I have my mother's, I'm going to cry again, but I have my mother's letters and her recipes that she wrote out. And I just feel so much love when I see her handwriting because it's very personal. And
that's
you, with this wonderful note that you just received, these are treasures. But
yes.
I thought the prayers are also a heart connection. Merry Christmas. These are five of my favorite prayers as a gift to you or something. Anyway, I just wanted to share that and honor
so
your
exciting.
Grandmother who has touched my heart through time and through the bounty of internet or, the modern media of radio. I would never have known that if it, I'm not saying I don't love modern things, but there's something about this handwritten treasure.
Yes. Well, thank you, Graham. Yeah, Graham is a gift that keeps on giving. How beautiful is that? May we be the same kind of a grandma, right, Steph? That's what I pray for. Thank you for your call today, friends. We want to hear from you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. How have you been blessed this week? Steph just blessed all of us in a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful way. You can do the same. You can also leave us a message at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Coming up to Doug from Blooming Prairie. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are so pleased to have you with us today. We certainly are. This is the day the Lord has made. We want to rejoice and be glad in it. And one of the ways that we rejoice and be glad in the day is by giving glory and praise to the Lord who gave us the day and acknowledging the great blessings that he's poured out upon us. So I'm inviting you to give us a call with your praise report. That's what we do on Fridays. You know, we talk about the great blessings that God's given to us over the course of the last week that began last Sunday. So how has he impacted your life this week? In what way did he show up? And maybe even who did he entrust to you so that you could join him in blessing another by way of the word, that beautiful, beautiful reality of his divine life with us. All right. So give us a call. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can do that. It's toll free for you here in North America. That's 833-288-3986. In addition to all of that, certainly do want for you to use the opportunity of social media. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you there. And we invite you to put your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in there. And guess what we'll do? We will respond to it. So looking forward to all of that as we move forward in our program today. I want to invite Doug from Blooming Prairie onto the air right now. He is our regular caller, has been for years. Real Presence Radio is the way that he listens to us. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Good morning, sister.
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, so what's kind of on my mind this morning is that grace you received during spiritual direction, the director asked, "Where is God?" And I don't know if you answered correctly immediately, but you both came to the answer, God is in the present moment.
Amen.
He's not in yesterday. He's not in tomorrow. Or, you know, the regret of yesterday, the fear of tomorrow. He's in the present moment. And then the director went on to explain that the enemy is trying to get you away from God. So you got to stay in the present. And what I'm relating that to is, you know, say you're going down the road in your car, nice joyride, and you're kind of forced to be in that present moment. You know, pay attention, you know, stay alert. And I'm comparing myself, who knows a thing or two about cars. You know, I've worked on them. I kind of, you know, I know what makes them work. I know if I hear a funny noise, I got a pretty good idea what's going on. Whereas my wife, not being brought up, you know, knowing how a car works, our experience of that ride is distinct to each of us. Mine, because I understand. And you know, she can have this positive mental attitude. You know, well yeah, everything's going to be fine. But it's just that. It's a positive mental attitude, whereas my attitude includes understanding, which enriches my joyride. Last night we were preparing for a Bible study on this weekend's Mass reading, and Jesus in John 15:11 says, "I have spoken these things that your joy may be full."
That's beautiful.
Now, I'm comparing that to me understanding how the car operates. It enriches and my confidence and my joyride. And I'm just thrilled at Father John Weiss's book about how our Protestant brethren are re-examining their treatment of Our Lady. And let's relate that to how our present moment motor runs. They are understanding, "I have spoken these things that your joy may be full," enriches our life, makes the joyride better. And I stumbled on Hebrews 9:11 a while back, where Paul is explaining the vessel through which grace is delivered. He says, "The ark which was not made by human hand." And that understanding, realizing that, how does this present moment that we're living, God, you know, outside of time, how does understanding that arc enrich our joyride? He spells it out real. He says this arc is very unique to the other arc. And if we understand that our motor runs through that continuing process of grace being delivered, you know, the grace we're getting today is still being delivered in a mysterious way through that arc of the new covenant. Just understanding that makes our joy ride that much fuller, that much better.
Gee, Doug, you know, you do, and I have to comment on this because it's something that's been consistent with you over the many years that I've known you and the many years that you've called in and the opportunities that we've had to meet each other. And, you know, you have a way of taking every day common kinds of experiences and you know, items in the world, and drawing from them, look, using them as an analogy to explain very complicated and theological thoughts, which first of all tells me that you understand those theological thoughts or you wouldn't be able to make the analogy in the first place. But I love what you just said here. And of course, the Ark, who is the new Ark of the Covenant? The new Ark of the Covenant is our Blessed Mother. You know, the old Ark of the Covenant is a prefigurement of her. You know, what was in there, the rod of Aaron and the manna from the desert and the tablet with the Ten Commandments on it. But all of that is fulfilled, you know, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who took up residence within the womb of Our Lady. You know, he is the fulfillment of the law. He is the fulfillment of the manna in the desert. His own body and blood is that, right? And he is the fulfillment of the rod of Aaron. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the Word made flesh. So she is his habitus, right? He inhabits her. And God's ways don't change. He is the same today, forever, and always. God is the same. We pray that prayer. I mentioned it earlier in the week, the glory be, you know, glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, and we go from there, you know, who always was and always will be, right? You know, he always was, always will be. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not going to change. So the fact of the matter is his ways don't change. The way in which he operates doesn't change. And he operates through, he brings his son by way of the woman. And this is the interesting thing. And this is why I'm so excited for Protestants who are doing this research, but so excited for those who will receive the benefit of it. Because as you're saying, it opens up these treasures of faith. Not that they can be led away from Jesus Christ. Our mother doesn't do that. But that they can be led into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ by way of her maternal benefaction. And that's exactly what she does. So she's always bringing Jesus Christ to the world. And you know, I often say, you know, and I hope that people take this right, everybody in heaven is a Catholic. And by that, what I mean is that, you know, I'm not saying people of other denominations can't arrive in heaven. But what I am saying is the fullness of truth will be revealed there. They will see our Blessed Mother, and they will see that it's been by way of Our Lady, whether they recognized her or not or appreciated her or not, it's by way of Our Lady that they've received the graces of God, that they've come through her by way of the Holy Spirit. So everything that she's the mediatrix of all grace. Yeah, she's the distributrix of all grace. She dispenses them. It's the Father's pleasure. And we see that because she's brought the greatest grace of all graces into the world. She brought her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So we, you know, so and even Catholics say, oh yeah, but we can put too much emphasis on Mary. It's an impossibility to put too much emphasis on Mary. One, she'll never take us away from her Son. Two, she cannot take us away from her Son because she is not, you know, part of the Trinity. She is not the Father, nor is she the Son, nor is she the Holy Spirit. But she is, if you will, this vessel, this instrument that, and she's more than that. I mean, she's this perfect creature created by God. We don't want to put Mary into the context of a utilitarian use. She's just somebody God uses. That's not of the Lord. It's not that. God takes profound pleasure in Our Lady. And so when we acknowledge her, when we venerate her, when we strive to love her as Jesus loves her, and we could never love her that much, when we strive for that, it brings pleasure to the Father, joy to the Son, and it's edifying for the Holy Spirit, who cooperated, you know, through his divinity in bringing Jesus Christ about in her womb. So you can't just look at her and put her on a shelf, you know. I'm thinking of that line from a movie, you know, nobody puts Mary in the corner. No, she can't be put in the corner. The Trinitarian life itself does not put Mary in the corner. She is the Ark of the New Covenant. She is, as Louis de Montfort says, the terrestrial paradise of the Trinity. You know, it's outrageously amazing. So your analogy, once again, hits on a very deep truth. You know, the more we are in relationship with our Lord, the more that we receive from him every spiritual blessing that he wants to give us, inclusive of his mother, the more do we understand the operations of God, the more do we get to know God, the more does our relationship with him increase, the more is it edified. So once again, your analogy holds true. I'll never forget your analogy about the eggs. Anyway, we'll save that for another recall moment. But this was beautiful, Doug, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate the way in which the Holy Spirit works through you and your openness to the Holy Spirit. That's a beautiful gift that you have there, man. I'm just telling you. God bless you, Doug. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Want to get to Gail. Gail is calling us from Massachusetts today via Stations of the Cross. Very happy to hear from her. Hey, Gail, how are you? Gail, are you there? Oh, maybe Gail's not.
Hello.
Ready for you. There she is. Okay, I'm glad you're there, Gail. How are you?
Hi. I'm watching my grandson. Excuse me.
That's okay. I hear him.
Oh.
We love children noises.
Yes, and I love being a grandma. It's a blessing. And it's a, yes, thank you. And what I wanted to share with you is I came across this book that I got at church. It's called Holy Moments. And in the back of the book, it says you can get 6 free copies by just going to holymomentsbook.com. Thank you. Thank you, honey. And it's been such a blessing for me. And I try to share it when I go for walks with Leo. I pass them out to people. And I try to give it to my concern is, rehabs and nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much neglect there, and I wanted to share this story because people don't realize the problems with the nursing homes.
You know, little fellow there needs your help and assistance, but I just am going to share with you a little bit about what you're talking about, and it's absolutely essential, I think, that we consider this great, beautiful way in which we can evangelize through passing out and distributing books. And, you know, to that end, you're giving us some good insight here. I always like to remind people about EWTN's religious catalog, EWTNRC.com. It's the home of holy reminders, I like to call it, in memory of our own foundress, Mother Angelica. But passing out books is a great way to evangelize. When you can get books for free and pass them out, that's a beautiful thing. No question about that, because there's no investment. When you have to invest, however, in a certain way, there's a sacrifice that's involved with that too. So, you know, if you get out there to EWTN's religious catalog, that's a beautiful way to do that. Also, you know, your comment there, Gail, about the people in nursing homes is very true. And this is a ministry unto itself. Visiting individuals who are in nursing homes is a great, great, great ministry of love and of charity. Spent most of my life in Florida, and of course we have lots of nursing homes. The population there, you know, kind of skews to the elderly, but I have to tell you that has changed. The demographics have changed so much over the last many years, but in a particular way over the last few years. So that being said, however, so many of these individuals are neglected by their families. The families don't live near. Even if the families live near, they put them there and forget about them, especially in memory care units where people have lost their capacity to remember. Their memory has failed. You know, and sometimes family members will think, well, it's not really important for me to go because they're not going to know I'm there anyway. That isn't the point. It's very important for you to go. Because a gentle touch, a loving word, just the soothing quality of your voice, saying kind things to them, is a balm to the soul. And whether the mind, you know, the brain is able to acknowledge or know who you are, the soul intuits that. The soul receives it. And who knows that you cannot lead somebody to eternal life just by visiting with them and talking with them about our Lord. If it's a family member, recalling wonderful events in their lives, things of that nature, a beautiful, beautiful work. However, because God's generosity cannot be outdone. When we put forth an effort like that, what happens is that we're blessed. Sometimes we're blessed by the person. Sometimes we're blessed by something else that happens there. But indeed, God blesses us. And we feel that. We know that. There's that joy that comes, you know. There's that sense of peace and an acknowledgement that, yeah, this was really a good thing to do, and I have received the benefit of it. So God cannot be outdone in his generosity. It's a mutual kind of benefit. And people that do this on a consistent and regular basis will tell you that they receive far more than they give. So, Gail, I thank you so very much for bringing two very important points to mind today, that we can evangelize by the distribution of books, but we can really evangelize by the distribution of love. And that's a beautiful thing, and that's a beautiful thing that you do. And your concern is so very, very well placed. And it was lovely to hear you interact with such patience and love for your little grandchild there. I think you said his name was Leo. I have a Leo too, Leonidas. So all of that being said, what a beautiful, beautiful treasure it is. Well, speaking about books, I do want to mention this to you, that EWTN Publishing has a new book for you. It's Light to All Nations, and it's on the nature and mission of the church, written by Father Brian Mulady. And you can hear Father Brian right there on Open Line that airs at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, hosted by the general manager of EWTN Radio and my husband, Jack Williams. He interviews Father Mulady every week. I believe it's on Thursdays that he's with Father Mulady. You get such great insight from him. Brilliant man, Dominican priest, just a wonderful guy, holy man. And this book is really an important book because it helps to unpack one of the central themes of the Second Vatican Council. And that beautiful, beautiful document is Lumen Gentium. And Lumen Gentium is really, you know, it means light to the world. And it's all about the church in contemporary times. It's there that we find in Section 8, the church's, the document's writings on our Blessed Mother and who she truly is. I would recommend everybody go out there and read that. But what Father Mulady's book does in a particular way is to present the teaching of Lumen Gentium through the lens of traditional church teachings, history, and philosophy. Father Mulady explains, for example, the supernatural character of the church and our universal call to holiness, which is something I harp on all of the time. We're all called to holiness. We're all called to perfection. We don't get there on our own. We get there by way of the Holy Spirit. But if we don't cooperate with the grace he gives us, we'll never get there. So we're all called to holiness of life. One of the beautiful things that you will discover is the authentic character and purpose of the people of God, which means your purpose, and the variety of unique vocations to which we are all called. So get on out there to EWTNRC.com, A Light to All Nations on the Nature and Mission of the Church by Father Brian Mulady, Mulady. It's there waiting for you. Want to mention a few things to you, too, about upcoming events at Women of Grace. I didn't get to that, did I? So I'm going to take this opportunity and do that now. On May 9th, which is next week, we have an Evening of Grace coming up. It's also going to be represented, I believe, I'm going to click on this, I believe on the 14th. And yes, so on the 9th, it is in the evening. And that evening is going to begin at... evening is going to begin at 7 p.m. and it's going to go to 8:30 p.m. on Thursday evening, May the 9th. It will also be offered Tuesday morning, May 14th from 10:30 to a.m. to 12 noon, and those are Eastern times. So depending upon which day part is better for you, there you have it. We've got different regional coordinators for each event. You can read who they are when you go out there. We invite you to do that. It's a free event. If you've never participated in anything that Women of Grace has offered, these Mornings of Grace offered online are great ways to become acquainted with the charism of our apostolate. In addition to that, I would like to say that our foundational study is just a beautiful way to immerse yourself in a beautiful, beautiful, authentic understanding of who you are as a woman. Of course, women are welcome for that fuller expression as well. So we invite you to get out there, take a look at everything coming up. I'm going to be next weekend at Ave Maria University in Ave Maria, Florida, outside of Naples, for their Marian Eucharistic Conference. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. It's based on Luke chapter 1, verse 46. I'm so eager for that. Lots of people that I know and love are going to be there. Raymond Arroyo is going to be there. Kathleen Beckman is going to be there. Looking forward to meeting Mother Adela Galindo and Father Rafael Capo and Father John Mary Rogers. It's going to be a lovely, lovely time. I would love for you to join us. When you do come, please come up to me and say you heard all about it right here on EWTN Radio. Well, here we are at the bottom of the program. Until next week, may God bless you richly. Bye-bye now.